It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Diplomats from three allies met this week to talk about a common problem. The allies are Japan, South Korea, and the United States, represented at this meeting by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The allies are all concerned about North Korea. That country has steadily raised tensions, first revealing a nuclear facility and then opening fire on the South. The allies all agree they can't do much to control the North, except to appeal to a country that wasn't at the meeting, China. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary of State Clinton called it a landmark meeting. She consulted with her counterparts from Japan and South Korea, and they came out with a firm and united message to Pyongyang.
We all agree that North Korea's provocative and belligerent behavior jeopardizes peace and stability in Asia.
Secretary Clinton raised concerns about the uranium enrichment program that North Korea recently revealed and held a moment of silence for the victims of a North Korean artillery attack on a South Korean island last month, an action that she said violated the 1953 armistice agreement that ended the Korean War. Though she didn't invite China to the meeting, which included only treaty allies, she did have a message for Beijing.
They have a unique relationship with North Korea. And we would hope that China would work with us to send a clear, unmistakable message to North Korea that they have to demonstrate a seriousness of purpose in ending their provocative actions. And there are many ways that they can do that.
This is the case the U.S. has made to China for the past decade, according to Victor Cha, former White House advisor on Asia, now with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says the U.S. has been frustrated, and Japan and South Korea share those frustrations.
There's a feeling among all three countries that China, going back to the sinking of the Cheonan, the South Korean naval vessel last March, followed by the shelling of the island in South Korea, China really has not been carrying its weight and using its leverage to push the North Koreans to behave more responsibly.
Cha, who teaches at Georgetown University, doesn't think the U.S., South Korea, and Japan came together to scheme against China. But the symbolism of the meeting was clear. China needs to start getting tough. He says North Korea policy is widely known in Washington as the land of lousy options. Military action could be most effective, he argues, but warns that could quickly lead to a full-scale war, which no one wants.
So you're left with these less than desirable options, including negotiations, sanctions, and relying on China to try to carry a lot of our water.
Chinese President Hu Jintao is said to have warned President Obama not to let the situation spin out of control, arguing there needs to be a dialogue, not confrontation. China is the host of the so-called six-party talks on North Korean nuclear disarmament and wants a new round of negotiations to begin quickly. Secretary Clinton, though, says she doesn't want to reward North Korea for, in her words, shattering the peace. She says before any more six-party talks, North Korea should improve relations with the South and take some steps to carry through on the promises it made to the other countries involved in the negotiations back in 2005. That thought was echoed by her Japanese counterpart, Seiji Maehara, who spoke through an interpreter.
We demand North Korea to sincerely act in accordance with the commitment they made for the denuclearization of the peninsula.
While Japan, South Korea, and the U.S. say they are coordinating even more closely now, they're also appealing to China and to Russia, another member of the six-party talks, to help them deal with an increasingly belligerent and always unpredictable North Korea. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.